Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. A man named Nigel Warren used the online service Airbnb to rent out his Manhattan apartment to a Russian tourist for 3 nights, a completely common thing to have done. The only notable thing about it is he got caught. And despite Airbnb stepping in on behalf of Nigel, a judge has just ordered that he pay a fine of $2,400 for breaking a law aimed at curbing illegal hotels. So all of you planning to rent out your apartment this summer while you go away on vacation, listen up. WNYC reporter Ilya Meritz has been covering this case and is here now. Hi, Ilya.
Hi, Brian.
Nigel Warren did what so many others have done. In fact, about 30,000 New Yorkers are signed up as hosts on Airbnb from the stats that I have. And last year, hundreds of thousands of visitors took them up on their apartments. How did he get, quote, caught, and for what exactly?
Well, it was interesting to be in court with him earlier this month because he came face to face with the inspector for the first time. And the inspector laid out a little bit of how it happened. There had been some complaints in the building. He had hosted people before, and one of his neighbors, one or more of his neighbors evidently did complain to the city. That was referred to the Department of Buildings. They sent their building inspector. He went in. Somebody, you know, opened the door for him and very quickly encountered this Russian tourist who had been staying in Nigel Warren's apartment.
So if the lodger is not a stranger, then it's okay. But if the lodger is a stranger, then the law prohibits it?
That's what Administrative Law Judge Clive Morick said. Now, we don't know quite how precedent-setting this is. I'm just not sophisticated enough legally about the Environmental Control Board to say whether the next judge faced with such a question will reach the same conclusion. But that was his reasoning. There's an exception in the law right now that says you may take lodgers or boarders if a permanent resident of the apartment is present at the time. That was the case for Nigel Warren because his roommate was there when the Russian was staying. However, if the person is a complete stranger, the judge reasoned, then that's just a bridge too far.
Right. But that's kind of weird if that's the rule. It means you have to be there when you rent out your apartment, and usually people rent out their apartment because they're not going to be there for a while.
In most cases, yeah.
So listeners, what do you think? We realize there are several sides of this issue, but should short-term rentals of your apartment to strangers passing through town be legal or illegal? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. On the one hand, it seems like a simple transaction between two private individuals and no real harm done, and why should the government get involved? But I'm sure that there are neighbors who don't want a parade of random people coming through your buildings, having keys to the building, using common spaces, not having a stake in the building. So what about you? Has this come up for you in your neighborhood or your building? 212-433-WNYC. Have you used Airbnb? Have you been upset with somebody who used Airbnb to rent out their place? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Ilya, as you know, this even came up in a mayoral forum a couple of weeks ago, a candidates forum. So here's public advocate Bill de Blasio on what he sees as the core issue.
We have laws to ensure the quality of any habitation, whether it's residential or whether it's a hotel habitation. The problem with mixing the two in an open market is you are exposing folks who live in a building who, you know, maybe rental it, maybe a co-op, whatever it is, who live by a set of ground rules about safety and security to folks who are not part of that system and maybe only passing through for a few days. And that's not what the residents of the building signed up for. So that's the core of the issue.
Mild smattering of applause. But, Ilya, there we have candidate Bill de Blasio apparently supporting the law and suggesting that Airbnb rentals should not be allowed.
Yeah, and that is the position of the Bloomberg administration. They issued almost 2,000 enforcement actions in 2011, the most recent year that we have. This all springs from a change in the multiple dwelling law in 2010. You may remember a lot of upper buildings, particularly on the Upper West Side, were being converted to illegal hotels. Now, it just so happened around the same time Airbnb really started taking off. It's not entirely clear to me how much of the bill was targeted at Airbnb and what proportion it was really targeted at the illegal hotels.
Remind me, what's an illegal hotel?
An illegal hotel is when a landlord an apartment becomes free in a landlord's building and he starts renting it out to tourists instead of to renters.
And why can't he do that?
Well, it's a lot more lucrative, obviously, but the way that our zoning laws work, your building is zoned to be a residential building and you need to get exceptions, you need to collect sales taxes. There's a million things you need to do to become a hotel, have sprinklers, clear exit instructions. All these things were not happening and residents were being pushed out of their apartment buildings, in fact.
Well, our lines instantly exploded and are filled up with people who want to either ask a question or give us your opinion on Airbnb and these kinds of person-to-person apartment rentals, whether they should be legal for basically you to rent out your apartment to a tourist if you go away for a while. Joseph in Brooklyn has an opinion. Hi, Joseph.
Hello?
Hi, Joseph. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling as part of the show. I mean, I listen to you guys a lot, and I really enjoy your show. I think you have a lot of very insightful stuff on. One of the things I see, though, in this topic is it seems like a further erosion of individual, you know, rights to do what you want to do, so to speak. I mean, I think one of the most important freedoms we have is the freedom to be left alone to pursue things that are not that damaging to ourselves or to the society around us.
So if your neighbors were concerned that you were having a stream of strangers, or let's say there were a lot of apartments in the building and, you know, as different people go away at different times, there was frequently going to be some tourist or another, and that they might not have the same consideration for the building. What responsibility would you have to your neighbor in that case?
Well, you'd have to discuss that with your neighbor. I mean, if he's making money at the expense of the surrounding apartment in an apartment house situation, that's fine. But let's say I have a private house and I use it for I rent it to a corporation uh-huh. that puts executives in there every so often.
Ah, Joseph, thank you. Does the law even cover that?
Well, so Class A dwellings, which is the vast majority of dwellings in New York City, are covered by this law. One in two family homes are an exception. Those are the only homes where I can categorically say if you own it, you can rent it out on Airbnb. Everything else is either in a gray zone or possibly a black zone.
Denise in Central Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Denise.
Yes, hi. The neighbor upstairs from me was having a stream of illegal guests just for this past 6 weeks. He and I are just fighting this out now because it's been a nightmare. He's renting it out to six people at a time, clomping around overhead because he refuses to get carpeting. And I just wasn't able to sleep, and it's just been a nightmare with the people trooping up and down and overhead. And indeed, our garbage door got broken because they don't know anything, and they just charged in there and broke it. So it's a nightmare. So, no, I think it absolutely should not be allowed because it totally ruins the quality of life for his neighbors.
What do you think is the reason that these people are so irresponsible?
No, because I talked to some of them. They're nice people. They're just thinking, oh, you know, I'm renting this apartment. They have no idea what goes on in that. You know, I had to say to them, please be careful. The floors are like paper. We hear everything. And so they would try, but they don't know. You know, they're on vacation. So it's really unfair to them also.
Denise, thanks. Hold on for a second. My producer wants to ask you a question about your situation. And Josh, on the Upper West Side, well, we just heard about the neighbor's interest, and I think, Josh, you're going to bring up somebody else's interest in not having this legal, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're a landlord, and we own buildings in New York City, and we run into the Airbnb problem all the time. And, you know, as a matter of simple fairness, it's just not right. I mean, tenants have a negotiated contract or lease with their landlord at a specific rent. And in many circumstances, that rent is rent stabilized or rent controlled, and the landlord cannot supersede those rent regulations, and they're required to provide all kinds of services and pay taxes and all types of other things. And landlord-tenant laws in New York City are predominantly designed to protect tenants more than they are to protect landlords.
So
and,
is it that
you know, you can't just
is it that you re- you resent your tenant being able to make the extra money instead of you?
Well, yeah, particularly in a rent-stabilized setting, sure.
Josh, I'm curious.
That doesn't
seem
right to me.
Have you told your tenants? Have you written anything into your rental contracts that they can't do this?
Yeah, well, our rental contract, our rental leases, plus the rent stabilized rental laws in New York City and New York State require that a tenant notify their landlord as to who is living in their apartment at any given time. And if they want to sublet it, they have rights to sublet it. But if they're going to bring transients in and constantly have a streaming group of people coming in and out of their apartment that nobody knows and the landlord has no idea because they're there for a day or 2 days or 3 days and they're making money on that, it just doesn't seem like the rent laws in New York City are designed to support something like that.
Josh, thank you for chiming in. I really appreciate it. And here's yet another interest, the competition for Airbnb. Brad in Brooklyn Heights, you run a lodge. Is that right?
Hey, yeah, we were. I've run a couple lodges and up in the Catskills, and we were recently trying to turn an old farm into a B&B. And after looking at Airbnb and other sites, I mean, even if you shut down Airbnb, people can use Craigslist and other sites. We
sure.
just found it just infeasible to even open a B&B because so many people are renting out rooms for a night, a weekend.
Even in the Catskills.
Yeah, especially in the Catskills, because you have old lodges that need new fire systems, and just our investment into that place would have been so extreme that there's no way we could even compete.
But why shouldn't we think, well, it's an open market, and if you can't compete, you can't compete if they're being able to do it cheaper and maintain their places?
Well, it's not really a level playing field because we are also paying room tax and other things, and these people just aren't doing that. So we were trying to do it on the up and up and had to abandon the project.
Yeah, that's really, Brad, thank you. And that's really an interesting point, Ilya. If it's kind of a black market, then they're renting their apartments out without paying the taxes that a normal hotel would have to pay to the state.
Right, and this is a question that was raised by Ron Lieber, the New York Times personal finance columnist, in a really interesting column last fall. He was the first one to write about Nigel Warren, and basically his position is Airbnb has grown huge. I mean, it was valued at $2.5 billion last fall, basically in operating on this template where the user, the person renting out their apartment, bears all of the legal risk, probably isn't paying local taxes and meeting their responsibility, and where they're open to all kinds of open up their whole neighborhood to all kinds of difficulties. The flip side, though, I have to say, New York City, during Mayor Bloomberg's mayoralty, the number of tourists coming to New York City has increased by 16 million. Why wouldn't you want to get a piece of that? If you live in the East Village or Soho or Park Slope, people want to stay there. And it's a very attractive option if you happen to have a place.
Well, on these obligations and liabilities and stuff, when you go to the Airbnb website, on the hosting section, it says things like, live a richer life. You could be making money with what you already have. Rent your extra space on Airbnb. Turn bedrooms into business. Recession-proof your life. They even have a calculator and asks, could you pay your bills with Airbnb? And they don't mention that it's not exactly legal. They don't mention that you're really supposed to pay taxes, even though, wink, wink, you're probably not going to do it on this transaction. And certainly don't mention that you're going to have to pay a $2,400 fine if you get, quote, caught.
There is small print when you finally click OK.
There is.
There is, absolutely. And they warn you that you have to check the local regulations. What they don't do is for bigger cities like New York or L.A. or Chicago, they don't say, here's what we believe the law to be in these places. Mm. So really check these boxes first before you do it. What they say, however, about making money, I mean, that is true. I went to an event a few months ago that they had hosted for really active local hosts. I talked with a divorced mom in Park Slope who wouldn't have been able to afford her home on her own, but she loves languages and she loves renting out the rooms there. And she's effectively sort of, an innkeeper. And it's changed her life. And she's very, very happy doing it.
We heard the clip of Bill de Blasio, mayoral hopeful, supporting the law that is supporting the ban on people renting out their own apartments to tourists, basically. Here's what Speaker of the City Council Christine Quinn had to say at that same mayoral forum. And we should say that the mayoral forum was really on the tech industry in New York, right? This was about, increasing the viability of startups and all of that kind of thing. And this renting out your apartment issue came up. So de Blasio supported the law. Quinn is trying to thread the needle here. Listen.
We need to add tech entrepreneurs more into the conversation about government. Because had Airbnb entered the conversation earlier, there might have been different relief that could be offered to them in Albany. And in fact, my office is in conversation with them now to see if there is some way to thread the needle differently for them than others.
So that's pretty interesting. What is she really saying there? That somehow the state could have a law against this but have an exemption for Airbnb, the website that acts as the broker? I didn't quite get it.
Well, I think Airbnb's position would be, we're really different from illegal hotels. We're different from the landlords who want to just convert residential buildings wholesale into a place where transients are constantly coming and going. We, Airbnb, want to preserve New Yorkers' ability or establish New Yorkers' ability to occasionally rent out their place when they're out of town and make a little money on the side. There's definitely ways that you could rewrite the law to do that. It's really interesting that they're talking to Chris Quinn. She has obviously a decent chance of becoming the city's next mayor, but it's up to legislators in Albany to rewrite the law. And the question is, are they going to take any kind of action before June? I haven't heard any indication that they will.
Well, they have enough people not in jail for a quorum. That's my – no, I'm just kidding. But Airbnb is not going away. Craigslist is not going away. A million sites that might act as brokers for this are not going away. So either they're going to have to try to play whack-a-mole and find every Nigel Warren,
right,
out there who's doing this and, you know, prosecute enough people that they scare everybody away. Or maybe there is some way that the law can come to some accommodation, although I don't know, because we've heard from all the sort of legitimate, varying degrees of legitimate interest, depending on your opinion, who have objections, including the downstairs neighbors and the landlord who has a right to make money on that property and the legitimate hotels down the block.
Look, Airbnb, like a lot of the technologies that are really exciting right now, is very disruptive, and current laws are not friendly to it. All you have to do is look at the conversations about Uber and Halo, those taxi hail apps that are tied up in court. I think it was a few weeks ago, Relay Rides, which was a person-to-person car rental service, had to stop operation in New York because the insurance department determined that they weren't adequately insured. It's a really interesting question to see how government is going to try to regulate these services in the future, because they look so easy to use. They're really intuitive. We didn't play this clip, but also at that forum, Adolfo Carrion spoke. He basically said, he seemed to be saying at the end, I'm troubled by how Airbnb works, but he began by saying that he'd visited his daughter on study abroad in Barcelona and stayed in an apartment in a neighborhood, and wasn't it fabulous to do that? So I think a lot of us would like to take advantage of this kind of service in some way without all of the disadvantages.
Adolfo Carrion, the Independence Party candidate, crashing from his theory into reality there in his own right, in his own life. And listeners, thanks for your calls on this. I apologize to the many of you who are holding on, who we're not going to be able to get to. But continue this conversation on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show and WNYC business reporter Ilya Meretz. Thanks for your reporting on this.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehr on WNYC. Coming up next, with conflict deepening and public school classes already being slashed, East Ramapo voters reject a school budget, one of the few locations in the state to do so. We'll get the latest from a Journal News reporter on how this could result in the abolition of all sports teams and clubs in the entire school district. Stay with us.